You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jinho Park, and I am a Delta Young Knock leader. Today, we're going to be continuing in the book of Job, and we're going to be starting from chapter 3. And we're going to read the whole chapter. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. So, chapter 3, verse 1. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. And Job said, "Let the day perish on which I was born, and the night that said a man is conceived, let that day be darkness. May God above not seek it, nor light shine upon it. Let gloom and deep darkness claim it. Let the clouds dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. That night let thick darkness seize it. Let it not rejoice among the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Behold, let that night be barren. Let no joyful cry enter it. Let those curse it who curse the day, who are ready to rouse up Leviathan. Let the stars of its dawn be dark. Let it hope for light, but have none, nor see the eyelids of the morning, because it did not shut the doors of my mother's womb, nor hide troubles from my eyes. Why did I not die at birth, come out from the womb and expire? Why did the knees receive me, or why the breasts that I should nurse? And then I would have lain down and been quiet. I would have slept, then I would have been at rest, with kings and counselors of the earth who rebuilt ruins for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or why was I not as a hidden stillborn child, as infants who never see the light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. There the prisoners are at ease together. They hear not the voice of the taskmaster. The small and the great are there, and the slave is free from his master. Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter in soul, who long for death, but it comes not, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly, and are glad when they find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden, and God has hedged in? For my sighing comes instead of my bread, and my groanings are poured out like water. For the thing that I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, but trouble comes." And so this is Job chapter 3. Basically, Job is he's really just lamenting about his birth. He's asking three questions, basically. And the first one being was, why was I ever born? And I'm sure a lot of us sometimes have been in Job's situation too, where we think, what is my purpose? Why was I born? Why do I feel like I'm wasting my life? And was I a mistake? That kind of thing. And, you know, for Job, he just hopes that his birthday will be forgotten. He's just gone through suffering so much to the point. This is only chapter 3 as well. And so it seems like the suffering is still fresh, but he's already talking and cursing his own birthday. And so he's hoping that his birthday will be forgotten. And he's looking back at the day of his birth, and although he can't change it, he can't do anything about it, he's saying, may its anniversary be ignored. Let it be a day that is darkened, let no one rejoice in it. Let it be a day of cursing instead of blessing. And the reason for Job's outcry is this was the day he was born, the day that produced him. You know, and so you can see at this point how his life has become so miserable that he longs for death, that he wants death. And even all that he has enjoyed in the past seems of no value in the face of this tremendous anguish that he must endure. And so, and although Job comes very close to cursing God, he never does. He only curses the day of his birth, and he curses what God has allowed to happen. So you can see how the pressure is increasing. You know, Job is really beginning to break and crumble under it, and you know, it's while this unceasing kind of unexplained anguish goes on that Satan is just pouring down on him. And so you know, I don't think anything is harder for us than bearing unexplained trouble. You know, if we could see some reason for what we have to go through, we can probably endure it more easily. But if trouble comes and it just seems to be pointless, it's a terrible strain on the soul. And this is what Job is experiencing. And so that's why he cries out, why was I ever born? And then the second question is, having been born, why didn't I die at birth? And he says, my life has been totally meaningless. It would have been better to have died when I was born. You know? And Job views death as a time of rest, a period of solitude and quiet after all the troubles in life. And, you know, even I know people who think and see death that way too, who are close to me. Sometimes they talk about death in a way where it's the getaway from this world, this life that they live, that they're not satisfied with. And, you know, it's not suicidal, but not even for Job too. It's like, you know, it indicates that Job's understanding of life after death needs to be enlightened a great deal. And, you know, it's one of the reasons this suffering came into his life. And so Job's third question is, why can't I die now? Job's argument is, what's the purpose of my life? What is a life that is so filled with misery that you can do nothing but suffer and feel anguish? What's the point of that life? And, you know, he says, my life only produces fear and trouble, and so it's just better to end it now. And, you know, just like how we said before, many people feel that way. I personally know people feel that way. And, you know, it's not really suicide, but I think it's just asking God to take them home. A lot of people, they're just hoping that, you know, something like an accident happens, and even though they want to die but can't personally take their own life, they're hoping that it does happen so that God can come and take them home. And, you know, for a lot of people, just like Job, it says there's no purpose to life. That's what Job says. And obviously, there's no purpose to life when life is not enjoyable, correct? And so, you know, it's a very common argument. And one of the reasons we have been given this book of Job is to help us understand that life can still have a great deal of meaning, even when it looks absolutely useless. And so, you know, as we close, just ask yourself, you know, do you see yourselves as giving ourselves the right to kind of our own self-centered agenda, or, you know, do we receive life thankfully as a gift? And so, really just thank the Lord for the suffering. Thank the Lord for your birth, even if you don't think it was worth it. Because just like I said in the last Devos, you know, we're never accidents. God, everything God does is for a purpose. And so even making each and every one of us and all the things that we go through is not an accident, but there's a purpose to it all, even our lives, even when we don't see it. And so, thank you for this, and I pray that you guys have a really great day. Thanks.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.